God used what Saul meant as evil for His glory. Amen? That church spread like wildfire because of Saul. And that is why I understand God using Saul, even in these terrible times, God using Saul to spread the church. You see, Paul or Saul made them uncomfortable. And 8:1 says that all except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside. As is always the case, God took something that was meant for evil and made it good. So, 2, Saul's focus changed on the Damascus road. If we look at Acts 9, 1 through 19, and I'm not going to read it all, but I want you to know where it is. Acts 9, 1 through 19. This is his experience on the Damascus road. It says in verse 3, "Now as Paul was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' He asked, 'Who are you, Lord?' The reply came, 'I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do.' The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice, but saw no one." You know, whenever I first went into ministry, I often said that God kept getting out a bigger sledgehammer and hitting me over the head with it before I went into the ministry. Now, I know that sounds kind of violent at 15 years in, but that's the way I described it. It was like God just kept getting out a bigger hammer because he wasn't getting my attention, right? And finally, I mean, there's tons of things. I call it kind of like connecting the dots. You know, you look back and you realize, oh, wow, that makes a nice picture. I understand now. Isn't that the way life is, folks? Kind of a connect-the-dot picture, right? Yeah, and so, you know, one of the major dots in my connect-the-dot picture was a terrible accident that I had when I lived in, we lived in Altamont, Kansas, and I worked in Miami, Oklahoma. This man hit me, T-boned me, going 70 miles an hour at an intersection. Flipped my car 3 times. It was in a U-shape. My pride was hurt because his grill scalped my head. That's all I needed. I say it's grown back nicely, thank you very much. But anyway, that tells you something. Praise God, Jamie was not in the car. Right? His grill was here at my shoulder. I mean, I had, other than that, and the typical glass and scratches and bruises, I was fine. Praise God. Flipped the car 3 times. When Jamie and I went back to get our stuff out of the car, I mean, it literally looked like God had wrapped His arms around me and protected me in that driver's seat. Now, that may just have been my imagination. But to me, someone, all the dots that had led up to that point in my life, I looked at that car and I said, "Whoa, God. Oh, my goodness." And Ginger is probably a month later, I went into the ministry. Now, I'm not saying, I mean, a lot of people get killed in car accidents. I'm not saying that at all. But what it was for me, praise God, was an eye-opening experience. And God was saying, "Buddy, life is short. Get to doing what I'm asking you to do." So God's sledgehammers kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger in my life. Can you imagine what Saul's was like? Saul's was huge. It was so big it made him blind. This man who had this focus and this fortitude, it absolutely turned him around 180 degrees. Can you imagine the pride that Saul had to swallow to become Paul? Have you ever thought about that? You see, Paul tells of this story. Well, excuse me. Paul is the narrator of his story in Acts 22 and again in Acts 26. But Paul didn't write the book of Acts. If we were to look at 1 Corinthians 15, we would see Paul actually tell the story of his conversion there. And I invite you to read that at some point. But Paul was not only the latest, but also the last witness of the risen Christ. He was the last witness of the risen Christ. There are no more, there have been no more witnesses of Jesus the Christ. And when we continue at verse 19, we see that Saul didn't waste any time. He was convinced. Now, wait a minute. Let's think about this for a minute.